I'm talking with Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, about Florida's recently approved water and land conservation initiative. What does this passage mean for Florida, Commissioner?
In November, Florida voters overwhelmingly voted in support of Amendment 1, which will redirect several hundred million dollars per year to support future conservation efforts. During the upcoming session, the legislature will implement the voters' wishes by dedicating the funding toward projects that are focused on the state's land and water resources. It's my belief that we need a strategic approach to spending this investment, one that is long-term and provides the greatest benefits. We need to stretch our dollars by investing in public-private partnerships like conservation easements and our Working Lands Protection Program. These agreements protect our landscape from future development, but they keep the lands in the hand of private landowners and continue to provide jobs in Florida's rural communities through farming and ranching. We need to invest in programs that grow our water supply, a resource that's vital to the environment and the economy. I look forward to working with the legislature to invest in programs like these that have the greatest benefits with the resources available as a result of the passage of Amendment 1.
Thanks, Commissioner Putnam. For Commissioner Spotlight, I'm Franco Galasso.